Welcome, visualizers. We get to go on another journey. We do not have to go anywhere at all with our bodies to go on a journey. Let's just get present to that right now in this moment. And I would like to invite you to start noticing what you may want to do today to get yourself comfortable. So far, there's nobody here in real time, so we may have everybody catching the playback, but I do know a lot of you catch the playback pretty close after to when they've been done. So I'm making this video audio on December 13th. We're still very much in new moon energy. Mercury just went into retrograde yesterday. So the real-time live energy of this experience is really going to be active until the beginning of January 2024. And if you're doing this video anytime outside of that, my assumption is you stumbled upon this because you need to slow down. You need a safe space and an invitation to turn in, and you need to reflect. So that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. Some of us may be seated while we are practicing our guided visualization. As always, look to see what may support you to be in a comfortable seat of meditation for about 30 minutes. Now, granted, you can move a little bit, but we want to keep the movement as minimal as possible. Some of us might be lying down, and just notice what might feel comfortable under your body, and notice what might feel comfortable on the body. Is there a bolster or something below your knees to take pressure off lower back? Is there something below the head to provide a pillow? Is there something like a rolled-up blanket for your thickness of choice below the neck to create some space, to create a bit of a release? Weight on the body is becoming more and more popular to support the nervous system in settling. Are you listening to this through earbuds to help tone out as much of the distraction around you as possible? Now, on purpose, this experience is simply going to be you following my voice, keeping music out, because sometimes that can be a distraction. Now, for you, if you want to filter music in any other way, please do that for yourself. Otherwise, keep in mind part of the power of a guided visualization is you practicing following my voice. When you lose my voice, you just practice coming back. That's a skill set. Some of us are here for that. If you fall asleep, that's okay. You can go back and listen to this as many times as you want, whenever you'd like. Some of us may be here getting the benefit of deep rest, of deep relaxation, of being able to let go of enough that keeps us from feeling like we can rest. So get set up in a seat, lying down, however you feel called to receive this guided visualization. Knowing you might feel a little more tired than usual, I'm going to be giving more space, keeping it very slow. I love getting to serve during these big cosmic and otherwise events. And I'm feeling this one too, friends. I'm feeling this one too. So settling into your seat, settling into your nest. And take a moment and see if there's anything you can do to get any more comfortable in this moment. We begin to transition in to journey. Noticing if the eyes are open or if the eyes are closed. Ideally, we talk about the eyes closed. We say we can go deeper in, tune out more around us, which can be true. And for you, if you find it's too much, it's too big of a stretch, it's scary, it just means that's not for you. And notice if you want to cover your eyes with an eye pillow or something of that nature. Start to settle into your space. Getting used to the sound of me, the sounds in the room you're in, possibly the sounds around you. If you have any animals around and they come close, instead of seeing it as a distraction, do your best to embrace. They love this kind of energy. They're there to support. They're there to heal. And let's just begin noticing how we're experiencing our breath. Our breath can tell a story. Noticing the depth of your breath, the spaces in between your breaths. If your breath is getting stuck a little bit anywhere, and inviting you in to it. Notice your physical body. Notice what it's like to become still. Even if you need it, it may be challenging. If you've had a go, go, go day, and now we're saying, hey, slow, slow, slow. Noticing, honoring, meeting yourself right where you are at. Noticing the mind, the types of thoughts you're thinking, the speed at which they're coming, the space in between them. And we represence ourselves to there's no right or wrong in a space to experience. There's no good or bad. Often what we need isn't what we want. And the redirection of the thoughts, the coming back to my voice and my invitations, that is the guidance, that is the meditation, that is the power. That is how we learn to harness our mind. If at any point you ever need to with any of these recordings, you can always move your body or shake or do something like that before you settle in. Notice if that would support you now, if that would support you in the future. Permission to do these, how it works for you. And we know when we begin to slow down, support the nervous system, rest out, shift out of rest and digest, or into rest and digest. We get to talk to our nervous system more, our spirit more. There's a clearer channel opening. All right, friends. And let's invite ourself to slow down a little bit more. Noticing we're settling into our breath, even if it's just 1% more. We're settling more into our physical body. remembering we are safe in our body, and perhaps saying to yourself three times, I am safe in my body. I am safe in my body. I am safe in my body. And if it supports any of us to settle into the space more, take a breath in. All of your breath out. Take a little bit of a deeper breath in. Sigh your breath out. One more sigh in the nose. Take that as often as your system wants. And we just start to notice what's there when we say, hey, let's slow down. So just notice what your system has to say. Remembering this is a practice. Noticing what your parts have to say about going inward a little bit right now. Reminding them you only have to go in as far as you'd like. And we get to reflect here a little bit. So as we're slowing down, as we're going in, as we're reflecting, just start to notice what you notice. Is anything automatically showing up? I want you to imagine the things showing up are snowflakes. In our mind's eye, from our seat, from our nest, things that show up in this moment are like snowflakes. And just let them fall. They might melt when they hit the ground. They might not even hit the ground. This is your realm. Your snow might have colors. Notice if it does. They may be big, fluffy, intricate flakes. They may be small, wetter flakes. As you notice the things show up in your space in this moment, simply notice what it would look like, how it would move if it were snow. What color is the snow? How quick is it moving? How is it moving? What do you notice as things show up in your space if the things were to show up as falling snow? Reminding anyone if anything is showing up in their space as stuckness. I'm not doing enough. I don't know how. I'm not moving forward. I want to remind you that is very typical of Mercury retrograde. And I want you to practice stepping out of that now, stepping out of that now, stepping out of that now, and revisiting that if you still have it. Sometime in the beginning of the new year, not now. As things show up as snow, just like we can't control weather, I want to invite you to begin practicing surrendering to whatever is in your space. Feel what it's like to surrender in your breath. You're safe in your breath. You're safe in your body. In this moment, you have all you need. It's safe to slow down. What shows up when we slow down is just like snow. Notice what your body feels like when it's surrendering. Let everything get a little heavier. Feel where you're supported. Feel the earth below you. What does it feel like to have support? And I want to invite you to imagine from this place of surrender, even if you don't know how, just begin imagining what surrender might feel like, what it could feel like. We get to create this. You get to create this. Feel the flow of your breath. Inhales, exhales. Inhales, exhales. Feel the flow of your breath without you controlling it or manipulating it at all. Inhales, exhales. Inhales, exhales. Inhales, exhales. Feel the breath flow through the body and tell the body, hey, you get to settle. You get to feel safe. Feel the breath flowing through the body. And does the breath resemble snow? Is the color of snowflakes moving through your body? And just let your thoughts flow. Just like snowflakes flow, just like snowflakes become water and water flows, let your thoughts flow. Not getting stuck in anyone, not getting attached to anyone, just seeing them fall like snow. And I want you to start imagining. One moment this year, one moment that you were stretched, that you were challenged, that you had to get some help, maybe even. You really stretched with who you got to show up as, what you got to do. You broke through some stuff. I want you to think of one thing this year that really challenged you to shift into a higher level of you, the next level of your leadership, your parenting, your relationships, your business, your career, whatever it was. I want you to think back to one moment. See it, feel it. What was that like? What's that like now, getting to say, that was me. I did that. Feel that celebration as you're slowing down to receive, as you're going inward to remember who you are, as you're reflecting. I want you to guide your thoughts just one time this year. You're really proud of who you showed up as. You're really proud of what you did from there. You get to practice a new skill, a new way of being. See it, feel it, touch it, taste it. From this place of celebration, of enoughness, of authenticity. You do enough planning. I give you full permission from now until the beginning of January 2024 to slow down, to go within, and to reflect. And if you're watching this video past that, I want you to look at a date for yourself of when you can check back in. You get to give yourself your own retrograde, baby doll. Trust that you need it. Something else is going on for you where you need this energy that I'm offering now. Take a date. Trust. Go with your gut. You know. You know. Surrender to your breath. Surrender to your body. Tell your mind to keep following me. And let your nervous system remember some wins this year. And for the rest of this calendar year, or the date you gave yourself, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel? If you want to feel more of this, let yourself really feel this now. You can breathe anywhere, anytime. You can settle into your body anywhere, anytime. You can redirect your mind anywhere, anytime. There's so many things that you can do, all these videos and more for your nervous system. You deserve to slow down. It's your birthright to slow down. When you slow down, you can speed back up. I know it's scary for some of you. It's safe to slow down. It's safe to slow down. It's safe to slow down. And your slowdown might not look like mine. It might not look like anyone else receiving this experience. You get to say what that looks like. Feel your rhythm. Feel the rhythm of your heartbeat right now. Feel the rhythm of your breath and your heartbeat. Just receive your breath, receive your heart, feel. If your mind is wandering with a little bit of space, bring it back to your breath. Your breath. Just like the snowflakes, you have a unique pattern to your breath. And just let the thoughts move just like snow. Feel the rhythm of your heart. We are all practicing attuning to our natural rhythm more and more and more. You are right where you need to be. Say it three times. I am right where I need to be. I am right where I need to be. I am right where I need to be. Inviting the wisdom of your body, your breath, your mind, your spirit to give you that clear channel that comes from slowing down, from going within, from reflecting. And you begin to know more while taking in less info. So I want you to imagine right now, this entire experience was about you letting your system know more while taking in less info. Knowing more and taking in less info keeps you in enoughness and resourced instead of overwhelm. Just feel that. You can know things without needing all that info. This is where some of us are evolving. Just feel that as you rest. You don't have to push anymore. You do not have to push anymore. You do not have to push anymore. By being in aligned action, things come to you. By being in aligned action, things come to you. By being in aligned action, things come to you. And I just want to invite you. Keep feeling right now how you want to feel the rest of the calendar year. How do you want to feel? Don't worry about the how right now. We're just imagining how you want to feel. When you are done with this, you can write that down. Write what that feeling feels like in your breath. Write what that feeling feels like in your body. Write what it feels like with your thoughts. Write what it feels like with that clear channel. You don't have to know how. We're just here to feel it. Last couple of minutes, we'll be in the room. That doesn't mean this experience ends, though, babies. Your subconscious and unconscious may only just be getting started. Notice how much space you want after this and give yourself at least 2 to 3 minutes before you go on to what's next. Sometimes coming out of stuff like this too fast can create an emotional disturbance. What might you need to capture? Do you need to write a little bit more about who you were this year and what you've done? Really getting complete on the rest of this year. Do you need to look at what structures will help you slow down if you want to keep doing that? Do you need to look at what makes you feel safe enough to go inside and love you? What do you want to reflect on? Maybe writing a note saying, if I feel stuck, I will not entertain that as truth or realist reality until the beginning of the year. And remember, my loves, if anything comes up, you need support processing, you need support creating. I am here, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, local offerings in Okra. Don't hesitate to reach out. If I don't have what you need, I will gladly show you who does or what does. I'm here to help. Friends, I honor you and your practice of guided visualization so completely and so fully. And as always, the reminder that this is, like anything else, a practice that we get better at and receive more from. You'll notice your performance will increase with this, your relief of anxiety and depression. Your relaxation ability will improve. It'll be easier to feel compassion for you and others. This may support with pain relief, coping with stress, sleep, emotional and physical well-being, and your brain's executive function. Thank you for being here. What you're doing matters. And I just want you to imagine every one of us who's had this experience together. This is out in the fabric of consciousness. And so it is. See you soon, babies.